Welcome to Stories from the Heart. I'm Sandra McDevitt. Today in Stories from the Heart, stories of martyrs in Spain during the Moorish conquest. The beheading of a Catholic priest in France while he was saying Mass by an Islamic terrorist reminds us this is nothing new. Stay tuned for the story of several Christian martyrs in Islamic-ruled Spain on another Stories from the Heart. Christian martyrs in Muslim Spain. In the 9th century, the Muslim conquerors of Spain made Cordoba their capital. They allowed Christians to live in relative peace and, subject to a monthly tax, permitted them to worship. Some even rose to high positions in the government. During this time, the faithful could, it is true, worship freely and retain their churches and property on condition of paying a tribute for every parish, cathedral, and monastery. Frequently, such tribute was increased at the will of the conqueror, and often the living had to pay for the dead. Many of the faithful fled to the Basque area in northern Spain. Others took refuge in the monasteries of Sierras, and thus the number of Christians shrank eventually to a very small proportion. Under Abderrahman II, there came a change in the attitude of the Arab rulers, and a fierce persecution ensued, during which many Christians were accused of abusing the memory of Muhammad, of entering mosques, and of conspiring against the government. One such martyr was Saint Eulogius. It is not certain in what date or in what year of the 9th century Saint Eulogius was born, but in 848, he was a highly esteemed priest among the Christians of Catalonia and Navarre, and priesthood was conferred only on men 30 years of age. The family of the saint was of the senatorial class and held land in Cordoba from Roman times. The saint, like his five brothers, received an excellent education in accord with his good birth and under the guardianship of his mother, Isabel. After completing his studies, Saint Eulogius continued to live with his family to better care for his mother. He distinguished himself by his virtue and learning, and, being made priest, was placed at the head of the chief ecclesiastical school at Cordoba. In the meantime, he found a friend in the celebrated Alvarez Paulus, a fellow student. Alvarez married, but Saint Eulogius preferred the ecclesiastical life. Saint Eulogius' friend and biographer, Paulus Alvarez, affectionately described him as gentle, reverent, well-educated, steeped in scripture, and so humble that he freely submitted to opinions of others less informed than he. He said that Eulogius had a pleasant demeanor and conducted his relationships with such kindness that everyone regarded him as a friend. A gifted leader, the most prominent among his charisma was the ability to give encouragement. As a priest serving in an occupied country, he used this gift to strengthen his friends in the face of danger. This humility shone particularly on this occasion. In his youth, he had decided to make a foot pilgrimage to Rome. Notwithstanding his great fervor and his devotion to the sepulchre of the Prince of the Apostles, he gave up his project, yielding to the advice of a prudent friend. However, in 850, the Muslims began to persecute Christians because some had spoken against Muhammad and converted to Christianity. They imprisoned the bishop and priests of Cordoba, including Eulogius. In jail, the saint read his Bible to his companions, exhorting them to faithfulness. The earliest account of the Quran in language other than Arabic is credited to Eulogius, who translated it around the year 857. In 858, a young woman named Leocretia of a noble family of the Moors was converted and sought his protection against her irate parents. St. Eulogius hid her among friends for a time, but eventually they were all discovered and condemned to death. St. Eulogius was beheaded on March 11, 859, and St. Leocretia 4 days later, March 15, 859. St. Eulogius was chosen to fill the vacant See of Toledo, but could not be consecrated as Archbishop of Toledo owing to his imprisonment shortly before his execution by beheading. He left a perfect account of the Orthodox doctrine which he defended, the intellectual culture which he propagated, and the imprisonment and suffering which he endured. He also catalogued for 10 years the martyrdom he witnessed, and thus we have a record of those brave Christians killed in Spain during 10 years of the 9th century. Entry for St. Perfectus in the Roman Martyrology, 18th of April at Cordoba. St. Perfect, priest and martyr, killed by the Moors for inveighing against the followers of Mohammed. Perfectus, a Spanish priest who served the Basilica of St. Acesius just outside the city walls, was stopped one day on his way to market by a group of Muslims. Seeing he was a priest, they asked him to explain the Catholic faith and to share with them his opinions about Christ and Muhammad. Fearing that he would only provoke his audience, Perfectus declined, but when the Muslims swore to protect him, he proceeded in Arabic to decry Muhammad as one of the false prophets foretold by Christ and as a moral reprobate who had seduced the wife of his kinsman. Though angered by the harsh attack, the Muslims respected their oaths and let Perfectus go on his way. But a few days later, the priest ran into some of the same group who no longer felt constrained by their earlier promise. Seizing Perfectus, they took him before the magistrate and testified that he had disparaged the Prophet Muhammad. As they led Perfectus to prison to wait out the long holy month of Ramadan, he repeatedly denied his guilt. Only when he realized that his fate was sealed did he repeat his denunciation of Islam. On April 18, 850, Perfectus was decapitated before the crowds that had gathered to celebrate the end of the feast. He died on Easter Sunday. St. Perfectus was one of the martyrs of Cordoba, whose martyrdom was recorded by St. Eulogius in the Memorale Sanctorum. Flora and Maria were the first of 9 women mentioned in the saint's martyrology. Maria's father had married a Muslim whom he converted to Christianity. Because of this, the couple and their 2 children fled the area. When his wife died, Maria's father decided to live a life of penance. He sent his son, Walabonus, to study at a monastery and his daughter to a convent. Later, Walabonus was appointed one of the supervisors of Maria's convent. However, something happened that greatly affected him. A prominent Christian, Isaac, had been beheaded for speaking out against Islam. His body was suspended upside down for all to see. Less than a week later, along with 5 other young men, Walabonus presented himself before the authorities and said, "We abide by the same confession as our brother Isaac. We profess Christ to be the true God and your prophet, the author of a profane doctrine." They were immediately beheaded. This convinced Maria to follow her brother's example. While praying at a church, Maria met Flora, also the product of a mixed marriage. Flora's father died when she was young, and she was raised a Christian in secret. Her older brother had been raised a Muslim and put pressure on Flora to renounce her Christianity. When she refused, he handed her over to the authorities. Her defense was that she was always a Christian from birth and hence not an apostate. After a whipping from the judge, she was returned to her brother. Refusing to denounce Christianity, she was, like Maria, beheaded. Another martyr was Aurelius. Though raised a Muslim, his mother was Christian, he secretly became a Christian. He was betrothed to a woman, Sebagotho, who also converted to Christianity. At some point, Aurelius decided to make his Christianity public. They began visiting the Cordoba prison where Eulogius, Maria, and Flora were imprisoned. Sebagotho often stayed the night with Flora and Maria. After their beheadings, the two young women appeared to her in their new martyred glory and promised that she would join them when a foreign monk arrived who would share their fate. A monk named Georgius arrived from Jerusalem. In a dream, Sebagotho recognized the monk who would be martyred with her. When the day of her public profession arrived, she entered a church with her face unveiled. She was detected and arrested as an apostate Muslim. Her husband was also arrested and brought before the judge. Along with the monk, they were given a chance to recant. Instead, they declared, "Any cult which denies the divinity of Christ, does not profess the essence of the Blessed Trinity, refutes baptism, and derogates the priesthood, we consider to be damned." July 27, 852, they were all beheaded. Almighty God, who has taught us through your Son, Jesus Christ, that those who follow him may be persecuted, strengthen and comfort and encourage all those who suffer harassment, violence, imprisonment, even death for being followers of Jesus. We pray for those who persecute your people. May their hearts be turned towards you through the faithful witness of those they persecute. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would make us ever mindful of our brothers and sisters around the world who need us to stand with them as they suffer in your name. Teach us what it means to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We pray that we would not love our lives so much that we would shrink from death. Martyrs of Cordoba, pray for us that we may be steadfast in our faith. Thank you for joining us on Stories from the Heart. Today's information on the three martyrs in Spain came from the Adoramus website. For a holy card of St. Perfectus, made for us by Sister Anna Marie McCormick, thank you, Sister, email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net. Stories from the Heart is recorded in the studios of Ave Maria Radio. I'm Sandra McDevitt. May God bless the rest of your day.
Hi, Deacon Tom here with a reminder that Ave Maria Radio has some terrific gift ideas for you. Books by our hosts and our guests, recordings on CD, and our new Wi-Fi radios so you can listen to Catholic radio anywhere in the world, anytime you want, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. Just go to our website and click the word store in the navigation bar at the top of the page. It's an easy way to shop, and you can help Catholic radio at the same time. The website can be found at AveMariaRadio.net.